Please turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 7. An interesting fact about the book of Isaiah is that it was found when the Dead Sea Scrolls was found. And all the skeptics said, now is our opportunity to prove how inaccurate the Bible is. So they started searching the book of Isaiah. This scroll, the full scroll of Isaiah, which was over 2,000 years old when it was found. And you know what? It's word for the Isaiah we have in our Bible. That's how God has preserved His Word. Isn't that fascinating? Let us pray. Lord, we do thank You so much for Your precious Word, how You're the same God yesterday, today, and You will be the same tomorrow. You never change. And Lord, how we need You. How we desperately need You, a touch from You, a word from You. And Lord, I pray that You'll speak through me. I'm nothing without You. And help us to trust in You even more. Lord, as the man asked You, please increase our faith. And may You have all glory in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah chapter 7, we're looking at trusting God. Trusting God. And we will begin in verse 10. Moreover, the Lord spoke again to Ahaz, saying, ask a sign for yourself from the Lord your God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, nor will I test the Lord. What some awful words to come from a king that he will not even ask of the Lord. You see, the story of Ahaz is also in the book of Kings and Chronicles. And he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, is what the scriptures tells us. Now, he would not trust in God. You know, we've all heard it said that, well, if you do not trust in God, then you don't trust in anything. But the truth is, if you do not trust in God, then it's even worse because, you know, you are trusting in something. And what you are trusting in when you are not trusting in God is the things that your fallen nature believes in. Your trust is it good for me? Your trust is in what I like. Your trust is in, is it going to do me good? You know, it's all about yourself and your fallen nature when we do not trust in God. But when we trust in God, then His Word is the standard. His Word, the Bible, is the authority in our lives. His Holy Spirit is our God, guide and light in life. And when we trust in Him, and His expectations for us is what matters the most to us. When we trust in God, but not Ahaz. Ahaz, his father did what was right in the sight of the Lord, and his son did a great reform and did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not Ahaz. Ahaz did not, nor would he trust in the Lord. His name, Ahaz, means to grasp. And you are grasping something today. Either you're grasping the God of the Bible through Jesus Christ our Lord, or you're grasping the wind, is what the writer of Ecclesiastes says. You're grasping something, and His name means to grasp. And yet Ahaz grasped at all the wrong things. He grasped at the gods of his own making, the gods of the Canaanites. See, he grasped at the things that he thought was right. And you know what it led his life to? Destruction, desolation, and disaster. So trusting God, you see, our plans without God are a sure disaster. The outlook was very grim for Ahaz and the nation. There was several kings who had united together to come against Ahaz and the nations, against Judah. And what Ahaz did, he got all of his counselors together, and they made a very hasty plan to get out of it, and they excluded the most important person when you're making plans. You know who it was? It was God. They excluded God. Ahaz would not trust in God, and it was a disaster. God sent Isaiah, the man of God, the prophet, who saw the Lord high and lifted up in the temple in Isaiah chapter 6. And God sent Isaiah to tell Ahaz, the king, that his plans and all that the things that he had figured out and did in haste apart from God is going to lead him into disaster. Disaster. And that God is fully capable of taking care of king and country. And let me tell you this morning. God is fully capable of taking care of you and taking care of me. We need to trust in Him. You see, without the Lord, there's nothing we can do to deliver us, is there? Without the Lord, we cannot deliver ourselves. We must believe in Him and trust in Him to deliver us. You see, when Ahaz refused to trust God, a divine warning came, and it is found in verse 9 of chapter 7. The latter part of verse 9 says this, "If you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. Surely you shall not last if you will not believe." Now, believe is the verb form in our English language for faith. There's two types of faith, and we need both of them. Number one is saving faith, and that is to believe to the saving of our souls. That is the initial trust response to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Initially, we're saved when we believe in Christ. The second type of faith is living faith. That is living your Christian life. It's living for Christ. It's following Christ. And that is called living faith. And if you do not have living faith, then your faith is dead, being alone. So we need both types. Initial belief and then a continual belief. Trusting and obeying what Jesus says. But he refused. And he said, "You will not be established. It will not last because God said you did not trust in me." So without the Lord, there's nothing we can do to deliver us. You know, it's very good to think things through very carefully. It's very good to make long-range plans. It's very good to study and be prepared. But you cannot exclude God in your plans, because the abundant life is to be in the will of the Lord. Amen? That's the abundant life. Whatever God has for you to do, that's what we ought to do with all of our might. And God has gifted you with talents and gifts, and you ought to be about serving Him. That's the other part. It's obeying what He has. He has given you talents and spiritual gifts to serve Him with. You see, it's good to plan and all that, but you got to trust God in it all. I'm reminded of Moses. Moses, you know, grew up in the house of Pharaoh. And when he came about 40 years old, he realized and found out that he was a Hebrew. And in his mind at that time, he wanted to deliver his people. That's a good thing, is it not? To deliver the people. And yet he got angry when he saw an Egyptian beating on a Hebrew, and he murdered the Egyptian. See, he was trying to deliver his people through his own strength. And then he fled to the desert and remained there 40 years. But you know what happened one day? We all know the story. He met God. And God spoke to Moses from the burning bush. And God said, "I am that I am. You go. I have heard the cries of my people. I have heard their prayers. They have come up to me, and now I have come down to deliver them." And God used Moses as a deliverer. The difference was, first of all, he was trying to do it in his own strength, and he failed. But when God spoke to him, and he was going in the name of the Lord, the I am that I am, God delivered the people. And when you need deliverance, when we're trying to deliver ourselves in our own strength, it will not last. You will not be established. But when we trust in God to deliver us, whatever it may be, then you have the power of God and God's help and God's guidance for deliverance. But Ahaz refused. And there's nothing that we can do on our own to deliver us. And certainly we cannot be delivered from the penalty of sin, which is death. We must trust in Christ, our deliverer. You see, failure to trust God leads to weakness, fear, and helplessness. When we're not trusting God and living for Him, you're living in weakness, you're living in fear, and you're helpless without trusting in God. I don't know about you, but I have decided in my personal life that I don't like substitutes that much anymore. You know, I drank diet sodas for a long time and never did lose weight doing that. They put it on me. And now, come to find out, a lot of the diet substitutes for sugar is bad for you. So I like real sugar now again, and it's great. I love it. The water I drink, if it's a taste to it, that a zero water, it's all natural stuff in it. And I have been delivered from using fake butter now. I love real butter. I don't want no more of the substitute butter. I want some real stuff when I use butter. And I like it. That's my own personal opinion. But the Scripture says in our spiritual walk, when we're not trusting in God in our walk, then we are helpless, we're weak, and you're moving about in fear like Ahaz did. He moved with fear, not the fear of the Lord, but he moved with fear of the enemy. And you and I, as a child of God, we're to respect and reverence and give an awness about our holy God and not the enemy. Sometimes we give more respect and fear to the enemy than to God. And that's fear, the type of fear we are not to walk in. That's the type of fear that God tells us over and over in Scripture to fear not. fear not. But we need to trust in the Lord. Ahaz forsook the Lord, the God of David. He forsook and walked in his own ways. He worshiped the Canaanite gods, the pagan gods. He worshiped the Baals. He worshiped Ashtaroth. He even sacrificed his own son, one of his sons, in the fire of worshiping a pagan god. He forsook the Lord. And he went after all sorts of things. What if he thought it would work, he would try it. He'd worship that or do this. But he did not trust in God. You see, you and I need to be very careful. We can have a substitute instead of the real God. We need to worship the God of the Bible, which is through Jesus and only Jesus. He's the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Don't worship a pluralistic God that there's many ways or many names. There's only one name under heaven whereby we must be saved, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? And if you're going to live by faith and trust in Him, be careful who you worship. We need to stay with the God of the Bible, the way, the truth, and the life, because the enemy is too much for us to battle and fight ourselves. We're called to resist him and trust in the Lord. That's what we're called to do. You see, Samson, a hero of the faith, a very strong man, because his strength came from the Lord. When he began to trust in himself and think that he could fight the Philistines on his own, and it wasn't the hair, it was his trust. He forsook his trust in the Lord. And when Delilah cut his hair, he went out to fight the Philistines and shook himself and said, "I will go out like all the other times." And he did not even know the Lord, the Spirit of God, had departed from him. Why? Because he stopped trusting. We can't do it on our own, amen? If we do it on our own, it's weak, it's fear, and we're helpless. But the good news, you ready for the good news? When our trust is in the Lord Jesus, we need not fear. We need not fear. Heads I win, tails I win, I cannot lose with Jesus. To live is Christ, and to die is gain, because I'll be with Him. You cannot lose with Christ. I have a couple of passages of scriptures to leave with you this morning. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 speaks of a spiritual warfare and battle that we are in. And it's good to remind ourselves of this and to remind ourselves that we are to wear armor. You and I are in a spiritual struggle, and you and I cannot combat it in physical means. It must be with the spiritual, with God's Word, with prayer, with the Spirit of God, and with the full armor of God. And each piece speaks of Christ Himself. It says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places or in high places. Therefore, take upon yourself the full armor of God." See, we can't do it by ourselves, but when we trust in the Lord, we do not need to fear. One other passage of Scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Not the spirit of fear, but love and a sound mind, a wholesome life. When we are in Christ, when we're trusting God, we have a wholesome life. No matter what struggle or trial, if Ahaz would have trusted God when all those kings united against him, God would have delivered. But yet, because of his unbelief, he was not established. It didn't last. Sir, if you want your family to last, put God first in your home. Ma'am, if you want your family and your children's children to last, put God first in your life. Trust in him. Don't trust in the gods of this world, whether it's sports or hobbies. I'm not saying any of that's bad stuff. But when it becomes first in your life, you're not trusting the God of the Bible. But not when you're not living a life of worship to him. You see, when we're trusting in God, we can say with David, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not what? Fear no evil." We can say with the three Hebrew children that the king Nebuchadnezzar said, "If you will not bow to my golden image, you will be cast into the fiery furnace." And those three Hebrew young men said, "O king, I want you to know today, our God is able to deliver us. But even if he does not deliver us, we will still not bow to your golden image, because we worship the God of heaven and not man." Who do you trust in? Who do you believe in? Who do you fear? You see, God is able to deliver. When we think of trusting and believing, you know, when you go to a doctor and I go to a doctor, sometimes I go to a doctor, I cannot even pronounce his name. And then, when he sees me, I tell him all my ailments and problems. And then he writes something on a piece of paper that I cannot read. Maybe you can, but I can't. Then I go to a person behind a window, and I hand them that piece of paper. I don't know who they are. Then they go and mix a chemical compound, and I receive that from someone I don't know. And then I go by those instructions on that bottle or on that piece of paper that they hand with me. And I trust in that. And yet, how much easier it would be to trust in the God that loves you. You can see his love all around you. He demonstrated his love on the cross of Calvary. While you were yet his enemy, he loved you and died for you. He created you, and now he will recreate you into a new person in him if you will only trust and believe. Child of God, it's so easy. It's so easy to start trusting other things instead of the one we ought to be trusting in. Do a double check. Stay in his word. Trust his scriptures. And stay close with him in prayer. And keep trusting. Keep trusting. Keep standing. Keep witnessing. Keep serving. Let us go to him in prayer. Lord, we do thank you again of the scriptures and how we have examples in your word on things that we should not do and should do. You don't hide anything. You show the good of people and you show the bad. And Lord, I must confess, your word shows the good in me which is in you. And yet, it reminds me of what I am without you. And it brings me to conviction. So God, help me and help my church family to receive your correction, your encouragement, and your comfort. Lord, to trust in you on the good days and on the bad days. To trust in you when the enemy is closing in. Help us to stand in your strength and in your power and might. And may you have all glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're fixing to have an invitation, and if you would like to receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've never done that, I will be here to help you any way I can. Maybe you need to be a part of this church family and say, yes, I'm going to put God first and trust the Lord, and I want to be part of this church family as I do.